Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews.
Show me how you feel. Show me how you feel.
I suppose I should be talking about the first day of the impeachment trial now sitting in our United States Senate. But I'm not going to, because I promised to have a conversation about women and sex. I got to that conversation because I posed a question on Twitter to men asking why it is very difficult for most men to foster friendships, male friendships. And the answers were astounding. There were over 200 of them per usual. I love it. And you guys are so funny because men are usually suspect. Some men are suspect, like, oh, she's going to try to get us again, which is could not be further from the truth. Most questions I ask are come about because of my life, because of people in my life, because of conversations I have. So these are just honest questions. I just happen to be a radio personality who asks things that other people aren't focused on right now or are uncomfortable broaching because maybe they just lack the confidence or knowledge or understanding or, you know, whatever. It's taboo, but that's kind of my brand. So my brand is people and freedom, life, love, and liberty, right? So political freedom, personal freedom, social freedom, spiritual freedom, all of those things align with me. Monica Matthews, my brand. And thank you, by the way, for sharing my podcast with others. If you're listening to this, you likely already subscribe, but I would greatly appreciate it if you would retweet and post on Facebook my work. It's very helpful to me. And I love hearing from new followers who always seem to be surprised by the refreshing take that I have. I'm not really sure why it's so refreshing. It's just me. By the way, I have an upcoming new gig I'm really pumped about. I will contribute for a few episodes to begin with on a financial network of all things as more of a lifestyle expert. Not to be confused with the prophylactics. But lifestyle, I thought that was a really interesting title for me, actually, because I've always held to. I am not an expert in anything other than my life, right? So I'm not going to talk to you or at you. I will share my life's experiences from a single widowed mother's perspective, a middle-aged woman's perspective, a woman who's been around the block a few times in the music industry, as well as entertainment. Also as a minister, as a political consultant. I mean, there's just not much you can throw my way that will stump me. And all of it is worth addressing. So back to sex and women. You know, when I posed the question, actually, it was after I asked the question about why men have such a difficult time fostering male friendships. And the answers were astonishingly candid, which I really appreciate. And I love the fact that men are like so ready to confess. Some answers were silly. Some were, you know, what you would expect. But the majority of them were extraordinarily thoughtful and thought-provoking. So you should head over to my Twitter account, Monica On Air Talk, and check that out. But back to this, you know, there's always the bitter ones who will come out of the woodwork. Women who follow me and my brand tend to be either very spiritual, very patriotic, very secure within themselves, mothers, daughters, executives, you know, professionals as well as stay-at-home moms. So it's kind of all over the board. But the one thing we all have in common, women who follow me have in common, is a general sense of, I think, well-being, strength. We come from a place of strength and not weakness. We're not interested in tearing others down, and we're certainly not intimidated by someone else's femininity or lack thereof, someone's causticity or, is that a word? Yeah, I think so. It's not, it's a Monica word now, but someone's caustic nature. You know, we're just not rattled, you know? And so I asked for more followers last night on Twitter, and I said, no, I won't show you my girls. It's a joke because I have a majority of my followers are men. And as you can imagine, some of them can get really retarded. There's my other word I love. Sue me. And they can get just downright silly. And it's, you know, it is what it is. And I'll block people on occasion if they get nasty. But for the most part, you know, they're being ridiculous. And I don't chalk it up to anything that I need to be offended about, because I'm just not that easily offended until, as a female, you accuse me of essentially being an attention whore because I even mentioned my girls. So my response to someone who has that level of caustic nature, insecurity, and just all around contempt for other females is, perhaps you should have more sex. Well, that, as you can imagine, set off an entire fire wave of, you know, you don't know me. I'm going to tell you guys something. Something that we underestimate, married and single women alike. And I don't know where you stand on the whole celibacy while single issue. If you're a Christian, I get it. I understand. I've attempted to live by that myself most of my 20 years of being a widow, and it is really freaking hard. Especially after you've known a man and you have a child. So, yeah, life gets a little lonely sometimes, and there's simply nothing that could ever equate to the love and tenderness and care and gentleness and concern of a man emotionally, mentally, and sexually. And the best I can tell, the majority of women in this country could use a warm, gentle, hot-blooded male lying next to her in her bed every night, and someone who could enjoy her and she could also enjoy. I have never seen so many pent-up people in my life of the female species. It is extremely grievous. I get it, but I gotta wonder if some of this is just because of the messaging that the world sends to women to be all, say all, do all, can think all, be all, you know, we can have it all. And all of that, ladies, is a giant crock of horse manure. It is crap. That's exactly what it is. And I see more and more women who contact me who are married. They're bitter. They are unforgiving. They're holding their spouses on trial. They haven't had sex in years. I cannot tell you how many men I hear from who haven't slept with their wives in 10, 15 years. It's astounding. I mean, roommates. And then you wonder why porn rates are exorbitant. And then you point to men as if they're some type of perverts because, or they're just hypersexualized. I got to tell you, I think it's the exact opposite. So my lifestyle advice for today is that if you're married and you are withholding and you are a female, I'm going to highly encourage you to please seek reconciliation with your spouse, to take yourself off of the jury and the judge and the executioner's seat, and let the man off the hook. Get yourself a cute little nightie. You're coming up on Valentine's Day, and surprise him and do the world a favor. And You know. And if you're single and bitter, that's a whole other show. But yeah, and we'll talk about that another time. But man, we have got to get ourselves together as women and quit hating on men for being the sexual creatures they are, because we are too, ladies. Truth be told, why do you think there's over 60 million copies sold of, you know, Christian Grey, who beats the hell out of his lover? I mean, what does that say about us? Men aren't reading those books. We are. Okay, until next time. Maybe I'll cover the impeachment tomorrow. We'll see. I'm actually in the mountains enjoying some all me time, fireside. No one else here, looking out over a beautiful mountainous landscape, and just really grateful for my followers, for you, my listeners, for my life. Grateful for this country. Grateful that this whole nothing burger with this impeachment will blow up to be exactly that. And grateful for the opportunity to speak into your life, into your hearts, into your families. All right, be good to your neighbor, beginning with yourself. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.